So we are starting now with a small panelist discussion. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the session, but not everyone was there. So we had normally a talk by Mark Meyer, but unfortunately he's sick. He could not join. So we just hope that he recovers very soon. And then we have a small discussion with some panelists, not all of them. It's impossible to invite 15 persons here, especially that we have only one microphone. I didn't know that also in advance. So I will just introduce the topic, and then we can pass the mic, and people can express let's say their opinion. So one of the first things that comes to my mind, and it's a bit a follow-up of what Dimitri has been presenting, is that when I see what's being done today in retro computing, there's a hardware part, software part. I would suggest that we start with the hardware, so it follows up a little bit. What I see very much is that either there are new systems or new boards being built to adapt existing like old mouses or old joystick to make them work with modern computer, or we see the opposite as well. We see like adapters from USB to have the PlayStation controller being able to work on a Commodore 64 or something else, Atari. These are the kind of things. Also, adapters for the video display, for example. So we see new boards being created. Sometimes it's these little ESP or whatever, or a Raspberry Pico or something like that. Maybe one reflection is that something that you see as well? Secondly, do you see something that is missing so far that could have been done but that has not been done yet, and that would be like a nice challenge? So I suggest that I just pass to you, and then we go to the full line.
Yeah, I mean, I want to add to that that it's not only about the I/O devices, but also about the computers. So building new extension hardware for old computers is also something that is very popular. I think there is this preservation aspect of it, and some people like the preservation more than they like